If you're looking to skip the drive to Cape Cod and the islands this summer, you're going to have fewer alternatives. Ferry services are limiting their operations this season due to the coronavirus pandemic, as private companies that offer some ferry and harbor cruise services wait to be allowed to reopen. They're rethinking their schedules and preparing for social distancing and other safety measures. WBUR's Ininjor and Wemeka checked in with a few of the companies and has this report.
Thanks for calling Boston Harbor Cruises. Our boats, your playground.
Well, not exactly this year. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, there'll be less playing and more distancing aboard Boston Harbor Cruises. General Manager Allison Nolan says the company's sightseeing cruises and ferries to the Cape and Harbor Islands will be different this summer.
So the first thing we'll do is we'll limit the number of people that we allow on every single vessel to allow for 6-foot social distancing.
Boston Harbor Cruises boats can carry up to 550 people. Nolan says they'll cut down the number of passengers on their boats by at least half. The company will also have fewer departures, including on their popular fast ferry to Provincetown.
In just 90 minutes with our high-speed service to Cape Cod, you can sit back, relax, and leave traffic in your wake.
Sounds great, but keep in mind, instead of the usual 3 daily round trips between Boston and Cape Cod, Nolan says there'll be just one.
So we'll start small, and then if public interest is there, and we hope people are interested in coming out and enjoying the harbor, we can bring back vessels online as we need for capacity.
There'll be other changes, too. Passengers will be spaced 6 feet apart to board and disembark. Seats will be closed off to ensure proper distancing on board. There'll be more cleaning and disinfecting, and plexiglass shields will be installed around kitchen areas. Nolan says Boston Harbor Cruises is also carefully choosing the types of boats it will use this summer.
We're picking vessels that have, you know, open air decks that allow enough opportunity for people to get outside in the fresh air, which is what I think everyone's really looking forward to.
But even with all these preparations, it's hard to predict what the summer season will bring when commercial ferry service is allowed to resume in late June at the earliest. Other ferries are limiting service, too. And the Steamship Authority is already running a reduced schedule for trips to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard.
We don't want to have so much service out there that we're paying for crews and boats that aren't needed, but we don't want to have so little service that people can't get where they're going.
Sean Driscoll is the spokesman for the Steamship Authority.
I mean, these are boats that carry, you know, 1,000 passengers, and they're maybe carrying 200 on a decent trip.
That's good for social distancing, but not good for the Steamship Authority's finances. Driscoll says the agency, which makes its money during the summer, has already lost millions during the pandemic. It also had one of its biggest year-over-year drops in ridership during Memorial Day weekend.
Even, you know, if we got back at this point to 100% going for the rest of the summer and the rest of the year, we might break even for the year. Big might.
The Steamship Authority has received federal relief money, $12 million. But Driscoll says any new outbreak of COVID-19 could mean even more of a financial hit.
We're hoping people are going to use their good judgment. I mean, quite frankly, we're not staffed well enough to be able to have people walking around with 2 yardsticks taped to each other and making sure people are 6 feet apart, you know, where there is an element of personal responsibility here.
The hope is that already limited ferry services won't have to become even more restricted as the state reopens and cruises into an uncertain summer travel season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wemeka.